0818-715-999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. We're heading over now to Tara Flanagan, who's in studio too.
Thanks, Hannah. And I'm joined on the line now with a Fine Gael councillor for Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Tracy O'Dwyer. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And just to look at some of your recent motions. So one of the first ones you looked at was that the council carry out a safety audit on the entrance to Mountain View and Black Rath Ridge Estates in Atgarvan. What's the issue there, Tracy?
Good morning, Tara. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I brought forward this motion actually on behalf of the residents of Mountain View Estate in Atgarvan. And it is a concern I would have raised at the time of construction. However, the works did proceed and a new entrance was created into Mountain View and Black Rath Ridge Estates in Atgarvan. As part of the new entrance, a wall was erected and a split entrance was created. So the biggest concern the residents have is when you're trying to pull out onto the main Curra Atgarvan Road from Mountain View or Black Rath Ridge, it's extremely difficult to see if cars are coming from either side of the road. So you will have heard me mention previously on your show here the issue of speed on this road, and a combination of speed already an issue on this road and now potentially sight lines being obscured when people are trying to pull out is just a recipe for disaster. So I had asked at the meeting for a safety assessment to be carried out on the entrance to determine if additional works are required, and at the meeting the council have agreed to carry out that assessment. So I suppose we wait the outcome of that and we see if additional works are required or what the findings are, and hopefully we can bring a safety resolution to this issue.
Yeah, perfect, and you'll keep us updated here, so thanks for that. The other thing you were looking at is the installation of the pedestrian crossing in Kilcullen opposite Nicholstown Conroy Park Estate, and that's looking to facilitate pedestrian access to the community centre and the community walkway at the Field of Dreams. How was that received?
We got a positive response, and it is the need for a pedestrian crossing here I've raised previously many times, but I will keep raising it. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it is, we're looking for it really between Nicholstown and Conroy Park, St. Bridget's Avenue, those kind of three estates there. There's already a natural crossing created there and people are crossing there anyway, but without a safe crossing. So it gives you access to, as you say, the all-weather pitches, community centre, the two schools, the creches. You know, to me, at the moment, the council are all about permeability, and this is a natural permeability route already there. The infrastructure is in place on the opposite side of the road. You have a path. You even have the little safety barrier to stop children running out onto the road. So the only infrastructure missing is the pedestrian crossing.
Yeah.
And the first step to getting a pedestrian crossing or any of these projects is we need to get the technical assessment carried out, then we need to get it listed, and then it's up to me, I suppose, to find the funding for it. So step one, the council have agreed to carry out the technical assessment to see that the location is fit for a pedestrian crossing. A number of things have to go into play for that, and I believe it is fit for a pedestrian crossing. It would also address traffic calming on that road. It's quite wide. It's the old Dublin Road. So it actually would serve two purposes. It would provide people with a safe place to cross, and it would slow down traffic. And at the moment, if you want to cross over there and if you have any mobility issues, you actually have to walk down to the traffic lights in the main part of the town to come back on yourself to get back up. And that's what people with accessibility issues have to do, unfortunately. So I would be very hopeful that we can push this one forward. To me, it's a no-brainer. Honestly, I can't understand why it hasn't happened sooner. Okay. So I'll keep working on that one.
Okay, thanks, Tracy. And then this was a joint motion brought as well by Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer and yourself. And it was just, I suppose, and we're interested too, an update on the Curra Plains Management Plan. What's the status, next step and timelines?
Good question, Tara. I suppose the Curra Plains Management Plan was submitted to the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, for consideration in December 2024. And as yet, we have not seen any progression on this. So myself and Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer were looking for an update from the council, and I suppose we were a little surprised that the council haven't chased it up either. They haven't, I suppose, their responsibility is finished with it at this point, which I totally accept. But I think we need to keep a little bit of the pressure on. You know, the report is done, the findings are there. We really need to see some action to protect the Curra. We're heading into another summer now. I think we had a recent dumping on the Curra. You know, so we have all sorts of activities happening on the Curra that really shouldn't be happening on the Curra. And without any level of protection, that's going to continue. So at the meeting, the council agreed to write for an update on next steps and where we're at with that plan. And look, as soon as we get anything, happy to share it with you.
Absolutely. And I know we are, it's been stated by the end of this month, or I think it's like by June, that it should be coming under the jurisdiction of the Department of Parks and Wildlife. So again, it's something we've been keeping an eye on, and as we hear it, we'll report it. And then finally, this was another joint motion with councillors Chris Pender, Peggy O'Dwyer and yourself, but you were looking out, how are projects that are selected for the Towns and Cities Regeneration Investment Fund, I suppose you're looking at how are the projects, how are they determined, what's the criteria, and then interestingly, why are elected members not consulted before the submissions? What response did you receive there?
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's, you know, this was on foot of a recent application funding that went in from Kildare County Council to the Towns and Cities Regeneration Investment Fund, where they applied for funding for a master plan for the machinery yard in Newbridge. And along with my colleagues, Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer and Councillor Chris Pender, we just feel that Newbridge needs delivery. And we have existing master plans already in place. And in my own opinion, I think Newbridge does not need any more plans. It needs action and delivery. So I found it very interesting in the report, it said that it is an executive function to apply for grant funding, which means it is the councillors have no role to play in it as such. That is within the gift of the executive and the chief executive. And as opportunities arise, the project teams in each department within the council are best placed to consider all projects in their remit. Now, this to me is a little bit at odds, because every settlement plan in the county and the county development plan has to be adopted by councillors, and they are statutory documents. And within those documents, you have plans identified and projects identified. And we recently only approved the Newbridge settlement plan. And a lot of work went into that plan, which is a statutory document. And within that plan, there are many projects identified. And I suppose we were just absolutely flabbergasted that none of those projects were put forward for funding. And instead, another plan went forward for funding. So to me, and I suppose my colleagues, it just kind of raised the questions that, on one hand, councillors are the only ones that can approve statutory town plans and development plans, but yet we're not even considered or even asked an opinion when submitting the projects for funding. So, look, we were told very much it's an executive function, and we'll have to see if they get funding for that master plan. But I mean, in my opinion, Newbridge has plans coming out of its ears at this stage, and really it is delivery that we need. So look, we will keep working together on it, and I definitely think there's something off there a little bit when councillors are the only ones who can approve statutory plans and master plans and documents, and yet we're not considered at the time when they're being submitted, or not in this case, submitted for funding.
Certainly food for thought, Tracy. Yeah,
for sure.
And one, as you said, that you'll, and the fact that it was multiple parties, you know, or, you know, I know Social Democrats as well, something you've brought forward. So one to keep an eye on. Well, listen.
Well, we very much work together in Newbridge, to be fair. And, you know, we all know the needs and the wants, and the best way to achieve anything is to work together. So, I mean, that's along with my colleagues, that's what we're trying to do for everywhere we represent, but particularly Newbridge. We all know what Newbridge needs, and it definitely needs delivery. So whatever we can do together, we will do.
Okay, listen, thank you so much. That was Fine Gael councillor for Kildare Newbridge, Tracy O'Dwyer.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97 97. The future of driving is here. Hyundai are built for what's next, so you can step